everyone, this is Samuel Wilkins coming to you from Gillingham, Kent in England. Have you ever been frustrated because Amazon.com won't allow you to download music if you aren't a US resident? Or are you having problems with iTunes and don't want to pay $75 for the JTunes scripts for Jaws? Well, today I'm here to show you how to use Napster. First, let me explain what Napster is for those who don't know. Napster is a music subscription service. There are three versions of the service you can use: Napster, Napster Lite, and Napster To Go. Napster Lite allows you to download and purchase tracks and albums. Napster allows you to do that as well, but also allows you to do the following: listen to high-quality, full-length songs, download tracks and albums to play online or offline, and keep on your computer as long as you want to be a member. Access your account on up to 3 PCs with the same member name. Listen to an 80% free advertising radio station and navigate backwards and forwards through the songs. Make your own radio station out of your own library. You can do all this for a fee of £9.95 a month. That's about $14. Napster To Go allows you to do the above things, but also allows you to download music to put on your MP3 player. This can be done with an additional £5 added to the fee, thus making the total £14.95, or $19. To get Napster, go to www.napster.com. Then choose the Get Napster link, and you'll be taken to a place where you can download the setup.exe file, which is only about 11 megabytes. During the installation, you will have to use your mouse reading keys from time to time. If you choose Custom Installation, and you get to the point where you type in the path of the folder where you want your music to be saved, the best thing to do is to type in the path in that edit box, because if you choose the Browse button, you will not be able to click on anything or type anything in the edit box. But if you type the path of the folder in the right edit box, you should be okay. When you've installed Napster and load it up, you'll be asked to make a member name and password. You will also be asked what service you want, from either Napster, Napster Lite, or Napster To Go. If you just want to download music, Napster Lite is probably the best option. With Napster and Napster To Go, you will be offered a 7-day trial, but they won't charge your credit card until your 7 days are up. Also, in some parts of Napster, you will have to use your mouse reading keys. So now I'm going to show you how to use Napster Lite. I'm going to press Windows M to get to the desktop.
Desktop, My Documents, 1 of 35, List View.
And press N.
Napster, 11 of 35.
And I'm going to press Enter.
Napster.
Okay, it's just loading
Dialog,
up.
Custom Control, Edit Box.
And I'm going to press Control-Shift-S to read the status line.
Member Name.
And now you can type in your member name, and I'm going to do that.
Password, Edit Box.
And I tab to get to that password box, and I'm going to type in my password. And press Enter.
Cell.
And it's now loading up.
Napster, Combo, Edit Box, 0 of 1.
And now we're in the Combo Edit Box where you can type in your search terms. I'm going to press numpad 7 to get to the top left of the screen.
Top left.
And then I'm going to use the clip prior key, which is insert and numpad 7. I'm not sure if Jaws has the same thing.
X button.
I'm sure it has an equivalent.
Graphic, but graphic, graphic. Help, my account, file.
And this is a problem with Napster. If you press the Alt key,
system pull down,
you don't get the file, my account, and help options. You only get the system pull down.
Menu closed, combo,
I just
edit
pressed
box,
Alt.
0 of 1.
So you have to click on the options by using your mouse keys. I'm going to use the left click key, which is to the right of the numlock key, to get into the file pull down.
Left, context menu.
And we have the following.
Import tracks to my library. Options O, dialog. Sign out O. Switch member name S. Disconnect portable device C. Disable. Exit X.
And I'm going to press Alt.
File menu. Menu closed. Combo. Edit box. 0 of 1.
And then I'm going to press insert a numpad 9.
My account button. View your account info.
Do a left click. And we have the following.
Left. Context menu. Account status A. Member information M. Billing info history B. Copy library C. Update Napster U. Manage my PCSN. Account status A.
And we're back to account status. And I'm going to press Alt.
View your account info. Menu closed. Combo. Edit box. 0 of 1.
Now I'm going to go back to the top left.
Top left.
And the other pull down is the help pull down. And there you can read the FAQ, the user guide, and the terms and conditions. So we have the combo edit box where we type in the search. And if you press tab,
artist 1 of 6 combo box,
you have the search categories. You have artist,
album 2 of 6,
album,
track, all 4 of 6,
which means you have artist, album, and track. And the other two options you have are
member 5 of
and
library 6 of 6.
So you can search for members and libraries too. I'm going to go up to all 4 of 6 and shift tab.
Combo edit box 0 of 1.
If you tab, you get picture links, and some of them aren't labeled, and they're mainly for recommendations that Napster provide. I'm going to press the context menu.
Context menu.
And we have the usual cut, copy, paste, and the option right at the bottom.
Clear search history.
Is clear search history. I'm going to press enter.
Menu closed. Combo edit box.
So we have a fresh history edit box, and I'm going to type in my search term. The carpenters. There's a kind of hush. And I'm going to press enter. And it's now searching. And it clicked to show that it's found some results. It will do that when it's finished.
List view.
It will click when it's finished searching and when it's found some results. Now, one of the problems I've experienced is that when you're using control left and control right arrow keys, Napster seems to want to search for what you're doing, and it's very difficult to focus on some of the options. So the best thing to do is press home, control shift end, and then delete to delete what you've done so you can start fresh. So we're now in the list view, and I'm going to press home.
Most popular tracks based on your search. The Carpenters, There's a Kind of Hush, 1 of 492. No selected item, most popular.
Okay, so it's going to list the most popular ones first.
Herman's Hermits starring Peter Noon. Track, There's a Kind of Hush. W.A.S.E.
I'm going down, and sometimes it will click to show you that it's selected.
All 488 track results sorted chronologically by most recent album.
Okay, you have all the results option.
Bella Vista Orchestra. Track, There's a Kind of Hush. All Over the World album version. Album source, Instrumentally Yours. The Music of the Carpenters. Time, 3:02. 5 of 492.
Now, this is one of the things I like about Napster, because what they do is they have a list view where they have the track name, the artist, the album source, and how much time the song is. And I like that because then you have all the information that it has.
The Carpenters, track, There's a Kind of Hush. All Over the World 1985 remix, album source, Carpenters Gold Sound Vision 2 CD DVD Sound Vision, time, 3:04, 6 of 492, chart.
Okay, so, we found the track, and I'm going to press the context menu key.
Context menu.
And we have the following.
Play P. Add to now playing N. Add to A pull down.
And we have add to.
Library L.
Library.
New playlist and dialogue.
New playlist.
Existing playlist.
Existing playlist.
E-dialogue. Library L.
And library. I'll do a left arrow.
Menu closed. Add to A pull down.
And then we have.
Download track S. Oh, dialogue disabled.
Now that dialogue is disabled because we haven't purchased it.
Burn track SB. Transfer track S to portable device T disabled.
Now that's disabled because I don't have a portable device connected.
By track S. Y dialogue.
We'll come back to that.
By album. U dialogue. View artist page V. View album page V. Find in members collections F disabled. Send track S. S dialogue. Create Napster link C. Build radio station R. Play P.
And now we're back to play. If you press play, you will be able to hear a 30-second sample of the song, so you can see if you want to buy it. And I'm going to press enter.
Menu closed.
And Windows Media Player is loading up, and we should hear some music. We'll just wait for it to load. There we go. That sounds good. I think I'll buy that. Now, tracks cost up from 79 pence each. That's about $1.20. And albums cost up from £5. That's about $9. And to buy the track, I'll press the context menu key.
Context menu.
And go down.
Play P. Add to now playing N. Add to A pull down. Download track S.
And choose buy track.
Transfer buy track S.
And press enter.
Y dialog. Menu closed. The Carpenters, track, There's a Kind of Hush. All Over the World 1985 remix, album source, Carpenters Gold Sound Vision 2 CD, buy.
And now what's
Napster.
Happened is it's gone into the buy dialogue. You can change your credit card details by choosing member information in the My Account pull-down. Normally what will happen is you will be asked to put in your password and member name for security, but it didn't do it this time, I'm not sure why, but I'll tab.
Buy. Visited. Picture link.
We have the buy button.
Cancel. Picture link.
Cancel.
Enter card number or promo code. Edit box.
That's for a Napster card, I'm not sure what one of those is, and I'm going to tab.
Submit button. Link. What is this?
You have what is this?
Link. More info on Napster to go.
More info.
Get Napster to go. Picture link. Napster. Buy. Visited.
And I'm going to press enter on the buy link.
Sell. App starting. Napster. Combo. Edit box. Raise a kind of hush. 0 of 1. Arrow.
And normally WindowEyes will say that the purchase is complete. And while this is downloading, I'll let you know how to check the status of the download. If you want to check the status, you go to the top left of the screen and use your clip prior and clip next controls to find the library button. You have to click it and then do a left click again, and then the library button will pop up, and if you press enter, you'll be able to go down with the mouse keys and find the download status. Also, albums take considerably longer to download than tracks, as there are more tracks on there to download.
No selected item. List view.
Sometimes it's very difficult to find where your download
is. Popular tracks.
Or I should say how far your download's gone. I couldn't find it originally, but I'm going to check to see how quick it's
Windows
done.
Windows Explorer.
The best way to check to see if it's done is to leave Napster running and from time to time check
Samuel,
back in your folder.
Samuel, 6,000
I'm going to choose MP3 files.
The basics of The Carpenters, There's a Kind of Hush All Over the World, 1985.wma size.
Okay, that's done, and I'm going to press enter, so we can play it.
App starting.
And when I'm loading
Arrow.
Up.
When app library, unknown, expanded, depth 1, tree view 1.
Okay, so when I'm loaded up, and I'm going to turn it down, by pressing and holding down the arrow key, the down arrow I should say, and you can see how high the quality of Napster's MP3s are. And now I'm going to show you how to download an album. First I'm going to press the up arrow key to turn when I'm back up, and then press shift V to turn it off but have it fade out at the end. Okay, I'm going to press Alt F4.
MP3 files.
And also, when you've made a purchase,
Napster
will send you an email telling you what you've done. And now I'm going to tab.
All 4 of 6 combo box.
And choose
track.
Album.
Album 2. Combo.
And press Home and then Control Shift End. And then I'm going to type in Breakaway. And press Enter. And it's found some results already.
No selected item. List view.
And I'm going to press Home. And by the way, when you first make your purchase, you'll be asked to fill in your card details.
Most popular tracks.
I pressed Home.
Tinchy Strider. All 172 track results sorted chronologically by most recent album.
Okay, that's quite a lot of them.
Kelly Clarkson track. You Found Me. Album source. Breakaway. Time 3:44 of 175.
There's Kelly Clarkson's You Found Me. I'm going to press context menu.
Play
and play it.
Menu closed. Kelly Clarkson.
Sounds good.
Kelly Clarkson track. Addicted album source.
Then we have Addicted.
Play. Menu closed. Kelly Clarkson track. Addicted album.
It's gonna play that one. Sounds good. I'm gonna go down to Because of You.
Since you've been gone, album. Kelly Clarkson track. I hate myself. Kelly Clarkson track. Beautiful Victim. Kelly Clarkson track. Miss Indicator. Kelly Clarkson track. Cameron. Kelly Clarkson track. Low. Kelly Clarkson track. Because of You. Album.
There we go. Context menu. Play.
Menu.
And that's on the album Breakaway. And It should load up Windows Media Player. There we go. And now I'm going to buy the album. And the way you do that is you choose the context menu key,
context menu,
and go down,
click add to now, add to download, burn track, transfer track, buy album, new dialogue.
And then choose the buy album dialogue. As I said, albums cost up from £5 or $8. And I'll press enter.
Menu closed. Kelly Clarkson track Because of You. Album source. Breakaway. Time 3:42. 15 of 175. List view. Combo box. Dialogue. Napster account. Album purchase. Buy. Picture link. Cancel.
And you have the buy link. And I'll press enter.
Sell. App starting.
And it should be doing something now.
Napster. Combo. Edit box. Purchase complete. To view download progress, go to your library and select the download status folder, breakaway, 0 of 2, arrow.
Okay, I'm going to try that now by going to the top left. Well, actually, I'm going to see if our system tray will work.
Desk, size, panel of, power, window, Skype, local, SU, AIM, average, volume, deliveries, clock, size tray, notification, panel of, power,
it's not
Windows,
in the system tray.
Desk, window, gold, Napster.
I'm going to go to the top left and go to the library.
V. Library button. Left.
Do a left click and then do it again.
Left. Library.
You have to do this twice. I'm not sure why.
Breakaway. Home. Folders. CD drive. Portable. All music. Artist. Album. My.
And then choose.
Download status.
Download
status. Outline. Download status 12.
Okay, so it's 12% dumb.
Download status 13.
13% dumb.
And download status 14.
Also, what you can do is, if you're downloading an album, you can check to see which files are completed.
Kelly Clarkson.
By going
beautiful.
Up and down with the arrow keys, or the mouse reading keys, I should say.
Kelly Clarkson, hear me. Complete 5. Kelly Clarkson, beautiful disaster. Complete. Kelly Clarkson, Miss Independent. Downloading 3.15 megabytes. 41.4 kbps. 044. Kelly Clarkson, low, downloading 1.78 megabytes for 43.4 kbps, 112.
What will happen is when you're downloading an album, it will do them at certain songs at a time, meaning they'll probably do two of them and have others pending. Okay, I paused the recording and came back when it's finished. The download has now finished, and you'll know that the download is finished because the download status will be blank. And now I'm going to press Windows E to get into Windows Explorer.
My computer.
And go down to the
Samuel.
MP3 files.
Audio diet.
And press K.
Kelly Clarkson Addicted.wma. Size 5000.
And there we go. Kelly Clarkson Addicted is there. And I'm going to go down.
Kelly Clarkson I Hate My. Kelly Clarkson Miss Independent.w. Kelly
I'm going
Clarkson
choose...
Low.w. Kelly Clarkson I Hate Myself for Losing You.w.
And I'm going to press enter on Kelly Clarkson, I Hate Myself for Losing You.
Hourglass. Winamp Library. Unknown. Expanded. Zero items. Tree view. 1. Kelly Clarkson, I Hate Myself for Losing You. Winamp Pointer 205. Undefined.
And there we go. Winamp's loaded up. I'm going to turn it down by pressing down arrow. And as you can hear, it's in full stereophonic sound. And as I said, albums take quite a long time to download because they are bigger than tracks. Tracks are about 4 megabytes, but I'm not sure how big albums are. I'll have to check. Doesn't seem so cool.